Bilal radiallahu anhu was taken by Umayyah ibn Khalaf and he was tortured. He was stripped naked and he was dragged in the heat, in the scorching heat of the summer in Mecca. Qubayb ibn Adi says, I just want to pray two rak'ah before I die. So they allow him to make wudu and pray two rak'ah. And guess what? He makes wudu quickly and he prays his two rak'ah very swiftly. And he turns to them, he says, Wallahi, I would love to extend my prayer and enjoy it. But I don't want you to think that I fear death or that I fear you. And he dies with dignity. They even tell him as they were cutting at his body, would you wish that you were safe and intact with your family and Muhammad was in your place? So you can't help Islam with deception. You can't help Islam with lying. You can't help Islam or help the cause of Islam with cheating. You can't support Islam with the morality of the foolish and the hypocrites, with backbiting, with slandering. You can't do that. You can't do this. So Khubayb ibn Adi, being mentored by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has this boy, you know, this is an innocent child. And I'm not going to do that. And no Muslim who truly believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. But you know the disbelievers, the devils among humanity, they lie against the believers. And they accuse them of these things falsely. And it's merely an act of projection. It's an act of deflecting attention from their history, from their atrocities, from their evil, by turning the attention and the spotlight to the believers by creating lies about them. And they still do it until today. So Khubayb ibn Adi doesn't do any harm to the child. He lets the child go. And then they take him outside of Mecca because it's the Haram. So the sacred months are over, but the sacred place, Al-Haram of Mecca, they don't kill people there. So their tradition is that they would take him outside of the boundaries of Mecca and kill him there. So they crucify him, they tie him up to a pole. And before they do this, he says, I just want to pray two rak'ah before I die. So they allow him to make wudu and pray two rak'ah. And guess what? He makes wudu quickly and he prays his two rak'ah very swiftly. And he turns to them, he says, Wallahi, I would love to extend my prayer and enjoy it. But I don't want you to think that I fear death or that I fear you. So he cuts it short. Then they crucify him. And then they start cutting his body one piece at a time to give him a painful death. And he starts reciting some lines of poetry that he speaks, that he says on the spot. And they became famous. And the gist of them is that he says that these people have gathered against me because I follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I obey the command of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, I don't care. Then he says, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَى أَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَصْرَعِ. I don't care if I die as a Muslim. How I die, in what manner I die, it doesn't make a difference as long as I die as someone who believes in Allah. وَلَسْتُ بِمُبْدٍ لِلْعَدُوِّ تَخَشُّعِ وَلَسْتُ بِمُبْدٍ لِلْعَدُوِّ تَخَشُّعًا وَلَا جَزَعًا إِنِّي إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعِ. And he says, I'm not going to show or display to my enemies any sign of weakness or fear. I am returning to my Lord. And he dies with dignity. They even tell him as they were cutting at his body, would you wish that you were safe and intact with your family and Muhammad was in your place? Would you be happy by that? He says, I would put my life for the sake of the Prophet ﷺ to protect him even from the poke of a thorn or the pain of a thorn poking him. He dies with dignity. He doesn't beg for his safety. He doesn't beg for his life. He doesn't beg for a quick death. He turns himself to Allah. Why? Because he knows his life and his death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Iman offers the believers. That's what reading the Quran, living the Quran, that's why pray. Well, this is what praying, this is what fasting, this is what truly engaging with Islam does. When a person engages fully in this religion, that's what it offers them. And we know in Mecca before that, Bilal radiallahu anhu was taken by Umayyah ibn Khalaf and he was tortured. He was stripped naked and he was dragged in the heat, in the scorching heat of the summer in Mecca. And he was dragged throughout the streets of Mecca and he would say, Ahadun Ahad. I worship Allah alone. He never begged for his life. He never begged for mercy. Khabbab ibn al-Arat, the same thing. He never begged for mercy. Ammar ibn Yasir never begged for mercy. The Muslims face their predicaments and their trials with dignity and with their heads up because they know their life and their death is in the hands of Allah. And if something is written for them, it would come to them.